some amazing and eye-opening comments from author Stephen King, who used to be a good writer years ago. He's on the "you gotta pay your fair share, the rich have to pay more in taxes" kick, but he says some things that reveal so much about the left. I wanted to delve into his short statement and see if we can diagnose what's wrong with Stephen King's brain. It's leftism. Another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought Podcast. I am once again Doug Hagen. Amazingly, I wake up myself every day. Now, Stephen King, who at one time was a phenomenal writer, a big fan of his books, but his latest stuff the past few years, the past few books of his I've read were just ugh. Reading his books is just not the same. He's writing differently. I don't know, lost his edge. Who knows? But anyway, this is not about critiquing the writing skills of Stephen King, who is an American legend, frankly. This is about some comments that Milton Wolf, who is the cousin of Barack Obama, he's the sane cousin of the family, he's the conservative. He noted this on his blog, The Wolf Files, and the short statement from Stephen King, and it reveals so much about the way the left thinks. This is Stephen King's message to one Mitt Romney. King begins, "Mitt Romney has said, in effect, I'm rich and I don't apologize for it." Well, no one expects you to, Mitt. What some of us want is for you to acknowledge that you couldn't have made it in America without America. Now, stop right there. What he means is you couldn't have made it without government. The government. See, that's the left worships government. They don't worship God. They don't worship nature. They worship government. They truly believe that no one makes it in America without government helping them in one way or another. Now back to the statement by King, that you were fortunate enough to be born in a country where upward mobility is possible, but where the channels making such upward mobility possible are being increasingly clogged. Stop right there. Yes, they are being clogged, Mr. King. You're perfectly right. America is partially about upward mobility, and the channels to upward mobility are being increasingly clogged. You're right, but they're being clogged by your God, government. Regulation, taxation, the EPA, this organization, that government organization, state, federal, local, all of it. That's what clogs upward mobility. It's too many regulations. It's too much government getting in the way, keeping down entrepreneurship. It should be so much simpler and less expensive than it is to start a small business. And so many more Americans would do that if they didn't have to go into debt to start a small business. Like a hot dog stand. A man did this a few years ago, wanted to open a hot dog stand, one of these portable things that you can wheel around in LA. Would have cost him $23,000. Why? All the licensing, all the equipment, all the class courses you had to take. Completely asinine. Because greedy politicians have their hands out. The left loves to talk about greedy people, and they point to the conservatives and they say, "You're greedy." Conservatives apparently are greedy because we want everyone in America that pays income tax to pay less. We're greedy because we want everyone to pay less in taxes. But somehow they're not greedy for wanting part of everyone else's money. Who's really greedy? Back to this Stephen King rant. He continues, "I want you to acknowledge," speaking to Mitt Romney again, "that in America, we should all have to pay our fair share. that our civics classes never taught us that being American means that, sorry, kiddies, you're on your own. Well, it doesn't mean that. It's supposed to mean that you're a lot more on your own than the government currently allows us to be, Mr. King. Again, the problem is too much government weighing down everything, raising the cost of everything. Without government taxes, gas wouldn't be what it costs. Without government regulations, food would be cheaper. Everything would be cheaper. It'd be much, much easier to start a business, expand business, and just to buy and sell products. But again, your God, which is the government, Mr. King, that's what makes it less and less possible for people to grow, expand, or start a business. He continues that those who have received much must be obligated to pay, not to give, not to cut a check and shut up, in Governor Christie's words, but to pay in the same proportion. Now, this was picked up by Milton Wolf, and he noted that this sounds a lot like what the flat tax is, and that's a great point. Because if you paid in proportion, a fair proportion, you would pay, everyone would pay a certain percentage of what they make, period. There would be no increased rates on higher money earners. There would be no punitive tax code. But I want you to notice something. Very, very, very telling. He starts the sentence by saying that those who have received much, again, this goes back to the you didn't build that ideal. What he's saying is if you've made it in America, you're rich, you've received. No, you made it happen. Yes, some people are rich today because they're lucky. They were born an heir to a rich man's wealth. They were this. But a lot of people have made their own wealth. And no matter where they got rich, how they got rich, they didn't receive it from the government. Increasingly, we might say they received it, got it, accumulated it in spite of the government. But again, Stephen King, like all the left, government, it's all government. Government's the only solution to anything. Everything comes from the government. If you're rich, the government made you rich or allowed you to be rich. When it comes to taxes, it's what the government allows you to keep. That's your fair share. Whatever else the government decides to take from you, that's your fair share in the view of the left. That's called stepping up, King continues, and not whining about it. That's called patriotism. Again, remember when Joe Biden said it's time to do the right thing, time to do the patriotic thing, time to be part of the deal, pay more in taxes? Again, the left truly believes that patriotism is in part paying higher taxes. It is mind-boggling how stupid that is, and mind-boggling how anti-American that is. And by anti-American, I mean it goes against every one of our founding principles. It goes against the principles, the thoughts of the founders. The founders would listen to that and shake their heads. It's nonsensical. Patriotism is defined by the left as paying your, quote, fair share, which is, of course, whatever the government wants to take from your labor. And the left actually believes that. That's why they say liberalism is a mental disorder. You have to be mentally off to believe this stuff. Now, he goes on one more shot at, of course, the Tea Party has to be bashed. He says, that's called patriotism, a word the Tea Partiers love to throw around as long as it doesn't cost their beloved rich folks any money. So the Tea Partiers are basically just people who love the rich and want the rich to pay lower taxes. No. Tea Partiers are a broad spectrum of people, Mr. King, who love their country and want their government to stop spending money like a drunken sailor. That's what the Tea Party ultimately is about. They want some fiscal responsibility. They want the government to be reined in to be responsible. And one more point, Mr. King, you keep, and so many other people, you pay your fair share, pay your fair share, pay your fair share. The problem isn't revenues. We often hear all the Bush tax cuts, they could cost this. No. Revenues after the Bush tax cuts to the government went up. In other words, the government brought in more money after the Bush tax cuts. The problem was, with the liberals, with the left, it's always the same problem. If you give them $100 million, they'll spend $1 billion. If you give them $10 billion, they'll spend $150 billion. If you give them $200 billion, they'll spend $1 trillion. That's the problem. Fiscal insanity. Because they're trying to buy votes to stay in power, to create as many Americans dependent, to make as many Americans dependent upon the federal government as they can, because that keeps them in power. And what it does to the country, ultimately, they don't care. Because they don't care about America. That's what leftists are. See, liberals care about America. They just have no clue what America is. Leftists loathe America. They wish to destroy it. They wish to turn it into their Marxist utopia, which has never and will never exist in the world. Because Marxism, based on the rantings of a lunatic, go against everything we are as people. All our rights the founders recognized were natural rights. Marxists don't believe in natural law or natural anything. They believe in only the collective, Mr. King. So if you want to think that by paying more taxes, you'll make the country better, you will give entrepreneurs a chance to move up, to take opportunity, to grow business, to start business. If you think more money to the government will do that, you're as stupid as they come, Mr. King. Because government, in the words of a truly wise man, isn't the solution. It is the problem, Mr. King. It's not taxation that's the problem. It's spending that's the problem, Mr. King. Now, do us all a favor. Pay whatever you want. If you want to pay every damn red cent you have, write a check to the federal government. Write it. The IRS will take it. I'm sure they'll cash that check. But you really want to do us a favor, Mr. King? Shut up and go write something worth reading like you used to write. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator Blog.